You're listening to SBS News.
Five new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in New South Wales, including a mystery case whose source of infection is unknown and under investigation. One of the new infections is a returned overseas traveller. Two are linked to the Barala cluster and one is linked to the Avalon cluster. Increased testing measures on international airline crews entering Sydney will be implemented to help identify mystery cases in the community. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the data set would assist with the genome sequencing of such cases. Ms. Chant says flight crew testing will complement existing quarantining measures.
Our priority at the moment is making sure that we have an even earlier warning system, which is making sure we test thoroughly around our flight crew hotels, our hotel quarantine, to pick up that incursion at the earliest possible time. But our priority for our lab capacity at the moment is that surveillance testing in those quarantine hotels.
Possible transmission of COVID-19 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground during the second test between Australia and India has raised concern over the third cricket test, which begins on Thursday. The suburbs of Wentworthville and Belmore have been added to the alert list of areas whose residents are banned from attending the test match. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says that decision is based on expert advice.
If you can't prove that you're living outside those areas, then you will be exposed to a $1,000 fine. So please don't do it. Just be with us on this journey. I know it's difficult because if you love cricket, you really love cricket. But on this occasion, we can't afford to love it and also end up with COVID. Don't go. Don't spread it.
In addition, all spectators will be required to wear a mask during their attendance unless they are eating or drinking.
Obviously, Dr. Chant and the public health team want people to enjoy a day at the cricket, but it's a COVID day at the cricket. And that means mask on, not mask off, unless you're actually eating or drinking, in which case you can have your mask off.
Victoria has recorded one new locally acquired infection and two overseas cases in hotel quarantine. The Melbourne Cricket Ground has been listed as a coronavirus exposure site after a positive case attended day two of the Boxing Day test match. The man in his 30s is the state's first mystery case in months. He also visited Chadstone Shopping Centre to check out Boxing Day sales. Testing Chief Jerome Weimer is encouraging those who attended the shopping centre on 26 December to get tested.
We need you to get tested today because we're trying to identify the needle in a haystack exercise of who might be positive. We are particularly interested in people who went to those stores on Boxing Day who may not have felt well at that time. We're particularly interested in people who went to those stores on Boxing Day who may have been in New South Wales.
Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng urges people to get tested if they visited the MCG's Great Southern Stand on 27 December between 12:30pm and 3:30pm and the shopping centre on 26 December between 6am and 2pm.
This person was not infectious at the Boxing Day sales or the MCG. We're worried more about who might have given him infection at that time. So for people that were present at both of those and have being asked to test, they don't need to quarantine for the full period. They just need to get tested.
Back to Sydney, one of the cases linked to the Barala cluster is an 18-year-old male from Western Sydney. He travelled regionally to Broken Hill, Ningen and Orange. Health alerts are in place for Orange's Birdie Noshery and Ningen's Riverside Tourist Park. Acting Premier John Barilaro says no further restrictions are planned at this stage.
If you can avoid travelling either into Sydney or out of Sydney, please do. I mean, we're allowing people to use common sense. We know people have some level of bookings in the regions. We need the tourism, but we've got to find the balance. And at this stage, restrictions stay as they are.
Other exposure sites have also been listed, including Sydney Murugan Temple in Maze Hill, with anyone who visited on January 1 between 12:40pm and 1:30pm also being urged to get tested. Today, the Tamil community rallied, spreading the message and getting tested.
We've been to the Murugan Temple at around 12:50 and we received a message from NSW Health to come and take the test.
I'm not sure if I was there during that time, but I thought I'll just come and get myself tested.
We were all in the temple, so we thought let us test it and quarantine for one day,
yes,
at least until we get the result.
In Sydney's northern beaches, residents of the northern zone remain under stay-at-home orders until at least Saturday. Mr. Barilaru has acknowledged Christians celebrating Orthodox Christmas under lockdown. Communities associated to the Orthodox calendar, such as Serbian, Coptic, Armenian, Macedonian and Greek, will mark Christmas Day on Thursday. In Greater Sydney, religious gatherings are limited to 100 people, with face masks mandatory in indoor settings.
I know the cathedral, St. Sabbath's down on the peninsula will be closed. I know the impact that has on families, people at an important time of the year. But it is our point that we're doing this to protect everyone long term, and that is why we'll continue with those restrictions in place.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced the vaccine rollout date has been brought forward slightly. Australia will accelerate its program to early March rather than late March.
Firstly, it's about protecting Australians. Secondly, though, it's about vaccine confidence. And the biggest threat to a high uptake in Australia would be a lack of confidence. We're one of the great vaccination nations in the world, almost 95% of five-year-olds, 94.9%, and that's gone up during the pandemic, which is incredible. And so maintaining that confidence is very, very important.
Western Australia has recorded three new cases of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced National Cabinet will meet this Friday as opposed to the 5th of February for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News. We'll be right back.